your car, your pride and joy. I'm Darian. I'm here to give you a few simple tips to help that pride and joy last a lifetime. Stay here.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
There are pros and cons to buying and leasing that might help you decide how to finance your next car. For example, a lease requires little to no money down and offers lower monthly payments. But when the lease ends, you have no car and you will need to go shopping all over again. On the other hand, buying a car is more expensive initially and the monthly payments are higher. But at the end of the loan, you will own a car and you can drive it for as long as it runs. Here are a few more factors to consider while deciding between leasing and buying. For leasing, you can drive a more expensive car for less money. You can drive a new car every few years. There are no trade-in hassles at the end of the lease. For buying, there's more flexibility. You can sell the car whenever you want. There are no unexpected mileage penalties for increased driving. In the long run, your car expenses will be lower. And finally, you have the right to modify your car to your tastes. I'm Darian.